about the types of maybe bushes that grow out in the where you find a lot of rabbits?
Well, you mean you find them anywhere? Buckbrush or currants or blueberries or.
Do you ever have sage?
Sagebrush?
Uh-huh.
God, no. Never have a sagebrush around here.
Okay, yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah, we got it up to here.
All right. What would you call a plant, for example, if you're growing tomatoes and the next year one came up without...
Volunteer.
Okay, great. Could you tell me some types of trees that will grow around here?
Oh, well, cottonwood especially.
Okay, is that the state tree?
No, I don't want. I don't know if we have a state tree. We've got cottonwood, we've got an elm, and we've got box elder, a few apple trees, but as far as I would guess that cottonwood is most prominent.
Do you have anything?
Willows, we got a lot of willows, especially where the irrigation projects are, there's a lot of willows.
Those are always growing there. Do you have any ones that start with sick?
Well, sycamores? Uh-huh. No, we don't have
none
that.
Of those. That's no. Okay. What about out in the any types of pines or?
Oh yeah, we got the yellow and we got the ponderosa and what they call the blackjack. It's still a pine, and we got Quaker and
a Quaker is
no,
a...
it ain't a pine. But it's just different. I was naming different trees.
Oh, I see. Okay, now. Are there other terms for a Quaker you might use?
An aspen.
Okay.
And
that's plenty.
Then. Lodgepole is still a pine.
And they use that to make rails, I guess.
Well, yeah, our fences are. The Indians used to make it for their wigwams.
Oh, okay. That's the one they use.
Mm-hmm. See, they're a straight, narrow pole, lodgepole, and. The tops don't run clear at the bottom. See, like on a yellow pine or a ponderosa pine, their top stops about 8 foot down, and the rest of it's all pole. You don't have have any limbs in it. That's where you get your good clear pine. You get a big old lodge pole, and about 12, 14 inches, and you make the best looking boards you ever seen. Not a knot in them.
That's great. What would you call grouping of trees together, a small grouping of trees. Would you have any term for that?
Well, not that I know of. What are you looking for?
Well, would they use the term stand or grow?
Oh, yeah.
Which do you think would be more frequent?
Oh, I don't know. I would say a stand would probably work better.
Okay. And smaller than trees, maybe you have some planted around the foundation of your house. Those are called
just brush.
You have this brush out there. They're also called bush or
shrubbery. Shrubbery, that's what you're looking for. Well, some people might call it shrubbery. Every once in a while, we got a different name for it.
Okay, you probably wouldn't use that word though. You probably
not ordinarily. Huh?
Do you know of different types, I guess, other than the ones you've mentioned out on the plains? I guess those are the ones that you're most familiar with. Okay. What about cactus?
Well, we don't have a desert cactus like they have out in the desert, but we have our cluster cactus, I guess you say, and then we have our flower cactus, little bowl cactus. But the biggest part of our cactus is this type that's spread all over. It's in, I'd say, clusters, I guess you call them, 4 to 5 feet long in little bunches of...
What do the leaves look like on that? Are they?